Welcome back to the Deep Dive. We spend so much time crafting compelling stories for Instagram, but what about the silent gatekeepers to that evergreen content?
Good point.
Today we're taking a deep dive into Instagram highlight covers. These aren't just decorative elements. They are powerful, strategic assets that silently influence how your audience perceives your brand.
Absolutely.
We've got a fantastic article here from Insget Mag by Nader, just updated September 3rd, 2025, that really unpacks their importance.
Indeed. And our mission today really is to go beyond the surface and explore why these, well, seemingly minor visual things are absolutely crucial.
Crucial for what exactly?
So for your brand's first impression, for the user journey on your profile, and honestly, for your business success on Instagram.
Right.
It's all about leveraging, visual psychology and smart design to truly connect with your audience, often in less time than it takes to blink.
That's a great way to put it.
Yeah.
We all know Instagram stories highlights are invaluable for keeping your best content front and center, way beyond that 24-hour limit.
Yeah, essential.
But when we talk about highlight covers specifically, what's the core visual element we're focusing on? And how does it instantly shape perception when someone lands on a profile?
Okay, think of your Instagram profile like your digital storefront.
Okay.
The highlight covers are basically the meticulously designed labels on your product aisles. Or maybe the chapter titles of your brand story.
Ah, I like that analogy. Chapter titles.
Yeah. They're those small, circular images that act as the visual front for these curated collections of stories.
Those icons, images.
Could be icons, striking images, even concise text sometimes. Their main purpose isn't just looking pretty, though. It's about guiding the user, improving navigation.
Making things easier.
Exactly. And crucially, establishing an instant, almost subconscious connection. The article really stresses this. Your profile is an extension of your brand identity.
Like a physical store.
Just like an attractive physical store draws people in, a visually organized profile with engaging covers does the same online. This taps right into visual psychology. Humans process visuals, 60,000 times faster than text?
60,000 times. That figure is staggering. So how does a brand actually use that split-second processing with a tiny highlight cover?
Well,
what visual cues or design elements work best without needing lots of text, especially on that small canvas?
It's really all about visual shorthand, reducing cognitive load for the user.
Cognitive load, meaning making it easy to understand quickly.
Precisely. Imagine you land on a new profile. If the highlight covers are clear, consistent icons, say, a little shopping cart for products, a speech bubble for FAQs, maybe a calendar for events, your brain just gets it instantly.
No thinking required.
Right. It avoids the user having to stop, read, interpret. Brands do this with clean lines, universally recognized symbols, and importantly, their core brand colors.
So it creates immediate associations.
Yes. Makes it effortless for the user to find what they're looking for. And that sense of order builds, a sense of reliability.
And that order creates trust.
Exactly. And trust comes before engagement. Always.
So the psychological groundwork is laid. Now let's get into the practical payoffs. The article outlines 5 powerful reasons why these covers are more than just aesthetics. They're strategic tools. What's the first and arguably most critical reason?
Okay, the first one, and it's often the make or break reason, is their power to create a powerful first impression and instant brand recognition.
Make or break. Strong words.
Well, think about it. You've got over 200 million business profiles active daily on Instagram. You literally have less than 3 seconds to make a positive, lasting impression.
Under 3 seconds, wow.
So consistent visual elements, specific colors, fonts, unique icons on those highlight covers ensure immediate brand recognition. It's not just about looking nice. It's about making your brand instantly identifiable, memorable.
Standing on that massive crowd.
Exactly. It determines whether someone scrolls past or decides to click deeper.
That under 3 second window is incredibly tight. It really speaks to how quickly we judge things online.
It does.
So, building on that instant recognition, the second reason is about communicating professionalism and attention to detail. Beyond just looking good, how do these covers contribute to something as intangible yet vital as perceived trustworthiness?
It's that whole, if they care about this, they probably care about everything principle.
Yeah, the little things matter.
Precisely. Brands that focus on these small, often overlooked design details convey a real sense of professionalism and credibility. It signals you value quality in everything you do.
And the article had stats on this.
Yeah, compelling ones. Yeah. 81% of customers need to trust a brand before they even consider buying. And 86% think authenticity is important.
Huge numbers.
And high-quality, cohesive covers directly contribute to building that trust, showing that authenticity. It positions you as reliable, reputable. It's subtle, but it's a powerful signal of care.
Those trust and authenticity numbers really hit home.
Yeah.
Okay, moving to the third reason. Enhancing user experience and navigation. We called them signposts earlier. But how tricky is it for brands, especially ones with lots of different products or services, to design icons that are universally understood? You don't want to confuse people.
That's a really crucial point. It moves beyond just being a signpost to actively reducing cognitive load, like we said before.
Making it easy.
Yeah. Clear, intuitive icons for products, FAQs, testimonials, how-tos, they just eliminate friction. Users don't guess. They navigate straight to what they want.
And for diverse businesses.
The challenge is finding that balance. You need an icon that's widely understood, but maybe still reflects your unique brand voice.
A tricky balance.
It can be. Sometimes it means using a simple text overlay inside the circle, or maybe opting for very clean, minimalist line art that works across languages.
The goal being.
Make the user journey seamless, encourage them to spend more time exploring your profile, which naturally leads to higher engagement and better retention rates.
That makes perfect sense. A smooth journey keeps people around. Okay, fourth reason. Reinforcing brand identity through colors, fonts, aesthetics.
This is a big one.
The article mentioned consistent brand presentation can boost revenue by up to 23%. That's significant.
It really is.
But on such a tiny circular canvas, how do brands subtly yet effectively project their personality and keep that visual consistency across all their highlights? How do they make it really resonate?
This is where the magic of subtle design really shows itself. Highlight covers are an excellent, often really underestimated chance to maintain visual consistency.
Using brand colors, fonts.
Exactly. Your primary color palette, specific fonts, even if it's just one letter or short word,
right.
Your overall design style, it's more than just, you know, slapping your logo on it.
Can you give an example?
Sure. A luxury brand might use a sophisticated monochrome palette, minimalist icons, lots of negative space to signal elegance, whereas a vibrant, maybe youth-focused brand might use bold, contrasting colors and dynamic shapes.
And colors have meaning, too, right?
Definitely. The article mentions this colors play a huge psychological role. Blue for trust, red for excitement, green often signals growth or nature.
So by choosing these carefully.
Even on that tiny circle, you're not just decorating. You're subtly communicating your brand's core values, its message. That consistent visual story across every touch point, including these covers, that's what leads to recognition, trust, loyalty, and that reported revenue increase.
Okay, it all connects, which brings us to the fifth reason, driving engagement and conversions. This is the big one for a lot of businesses, I imagine.
It's often the bottom line, yes.
So how do these little circles, directly or indirectly, help turn a casual visitor into, say, an engaged follower, or even a paying customer?
Well, it's really the culmination of the other 4 points.
How so?
By improving the user experience, by reinforcing the brand identity, the highlight covers create a more positive, more efficient interaction overall.
Making it easier to interact.
Exactly. When content is easy to find and visually appealing, users are more likely to actually engage, watch the full stories, send a message, click a link. But they're also being gently guided down a potential conversion funnel.
Can you illustrate that?
Imagine a fashion brand. They have highlight covers for new arrivals, customer reviews, maybe shop now. Each cover is basically a clear visual call to action.
Got it.
And things like user-generated content and highlights pointed to by nice cover, that builds huge social proof and trust.
And Instagram is a shopping platform now?
Increasingly so. The article estimates, 46.8 million people in the U.S. will make purchases directly via Instagram in 2025.
Wow.
So effective highlight covers are a direct path to capitalizing on that. They guide users straight to product features, testimonials, direct shopping links. They turn passive browsers into active buyers.
So we've clearly established why they matter so much.
Yeah.
Now let's get practical. How do you actually create these cohesive on-brand highlight covers that hit all those strategic goals?
Oh, right, the how-to. And it is a strategic process, not just, you know, a quick creative task.
Step one.
First, you absolutely need to define your visual style guide. Start with your brand's main color palette, your chosen fonts, your overall aesthetic. Consistency is key here.
Consistency, consistency, yeah. Consistency.
You got it. If your brand uses a specific shade of blue and a particular sans serif font, your covers have to reflect that.
Okay, style guide first, then what?
Second, choose icons or imagery. Select visuals that clearly represent the content inside the highlight and are relevant to your niche. Think simple, minimalist icons for a clean look, or maybe high-quality brand-aligned images.
Finding that balance again between clear meaning and brand voice.
Exactly. A travel blogger might use a simple plain icon for destinations, while, say, a mental health coach might use a stylized brain icon for mindfulness tips. It needs to fit.
And what about the tools to actually make these?
Good question. Step three is using the right tools. The article suggests popular, accessible options like Canva, super user-friendly, lots of templates, elements.
Canva's great for accessibility.
It is. Or Adobe Spark for simple graphic design with a professional touch. For pros needing full control, custom icons, Adobe Illustrator is the standard.
So pick based on skill and need.
Right. Depends on your skill level, budget, design complexity needed. And finally, step four, absolutely critical, size and format correctly.
Technical details.
Yes. Recommended dimensions are 1080 by 1080 pixels. That's a perfect square, 1.1 ratio.
Uh-huh.
But remember, Instagram crops it to a circle on your profile.
Ah, the circle crop. Important.
Crucial. Ensure your main design elements are smack in the center of that square so they're fully visible after the crop. And always use high-quality JPG or PNG files. No blurry covers.
Those are really actionable steps. And the article mentions real-world examples, right? Like Nike.
Yeah, Nike uses bold colors, simple, minimalist icons for product categories. Very clear, very Nike.
And Glossier.
Glossier takes a different approach. Soft, approachable color palette for things like tutorials and reviews reinforces their community vibe. Even local cafes get it right, using nice photos of their coffee or food.
Shows it's not just for huge brands.
Exactly. What's cool is seeing how diverse brands tailor covers to their specific identity and audience, but just as useful is learning from common mistakes.
Oh yes, the pitfalls. What should we absolutely avoid?
Well, you know, I once worked with a small bakery, lovely place, but their highlight covers were just random, unedited phone pics. A blurry croissant, a half-empty coffee cup. It just looked messy.
Didn't inspire confidence, I bet.
Really? We revamped them elegant, minimalist icons for menu, specials, events about us. Their profile engagement shot up. People could find info instantly, and it just looked more professional. Elevated the whole brand feel.
That's a fantastic real-world example.
Mm-hmm.
Really shows the impact, even for a small business. Okay, so we know what to do. What are the common traps people fall into?
Excellent question. Avoiding these is half the battle. Beyond the obvious stuff like blurry images, a huge pitfall I see constantly is inconsistent icon families or styles.
Mixing and matching.
Yeah, people grab one free icon set here, another one there. It ends up looking like a visual jumble, screaming unprofessional, even if individual icons are okay.
Okay, consistency and style. What else?
Second, overly complex or cluttered designs. Remember, these covers are tiny. Trying to cram too many elements, fine details, or long words just makes them confusing and unreadable. Simplicity nearly always wins.
Keep it clean. Got it.
Exactly. Another common mistake is misalignment with the brand voice. It's not just using any font. It's using your brand's font, or one that fits. A quirky brand using a stiff corporate font creates dissonance.
Makes sense.
Similarly, a mismatch between the cover image and the actual content inside the highlight, that's a quick way to frustrate users. If the cover shows a coffee cup, but the highlight is fitness tips, people feel misled. Trust goes down.
Don't bait and switch.
Pretty much. And finally, something surprisingly common. Ignoring that circular crop zone. Designing something perfect in a square, but key parts get cut off by the circle. You have to design for the circle, keep vital info centered.
Avoid the chomp.
Right. Avoiding these ensures your covers actually help your branding instead of hurting it.
So wrapping this up, what does this all mean for you, the listener? This deep dive really hammers home that Instagram highlight covers are way more than just decoration.
Much more.
They are powerful strategic tools. They strengthen your brand, improve user experience by, as you said, reducing cognitive load, and they genuinely help drive engagement and conversions.
That's the takeaway.
Every detail on your profile, even these tiny circles, is a critical chance to connect, build credibility, and tell your brand story effectively.
Indeed. By thoughtfully applying these design tips, understanding the psychology behind them, avoiding those common mistakes, and getting inspired by successful brands, big or small, you can create highlight covers that look great and work hard for your marketing goals.
It's about building a strong brand, one carefully designed detail at a time.
Making sure your profile tells a clear, cohesive story about who you are and what you offer right from that very first glance. So, as you reflect on this, Here's a provocative thought to leave you with. How many of those under 3 seconds first impressions are you currently making or maybe missing every single day on your social presence? And what small strategic visual tweaks to your highlight covers could immediately transform that perception for your audience, dramatically smoothing their journey through your brand story? Definitely something worth mulling over.